Thank you all for choosing this session. And I do want to open by just saying every one of you could be up here sharing your own experiences. I happen to have some experiences in this area that I'm going to share with you, but I certainly hope that we have a continuing discussion. And so my contact information is part of the slide, and I have business cards, but we learn from each other. So I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, so as I was introduced, I'm the Health Equity Manager for the Office of Healthy Communities in the Washington State Department of Health. I really want to point out that the work I'm doing is not department-wide, and so we've got some ways to go. It's within an office within the department, and so I look forward to spreading the work. So I just want to set the stage for you. I am part of a team. I'm the lead for the team, and the purpose of that team is to guide the Office of Healthy Communities to take action in achieving health equity. We have representatives from all the programs within the office, and just to give you an idea of the tools that we've developed, we do have a charter so that we are in agreement with the way we do business and what our charge is. We do have an action plan that we update annually. I have copies of all of these. If you'd like to have me share it electronically, just let me know. We have a logic model. We have a communications plan. And we have tools, trainings, and procedures. So today's learning objective, so I want to identify elements of successful health equity efforts in state health departments and local health departments. I'm representing a state health department, and describe training opportunities and resources. So I was part of a group that surveyed all of the state leadership states and the 50 states and 9 territories. And what we wanted to find out were what were the elements of robust health equity efforts at the state health department level. So the blue states, these are not politically blue states, these are states that responded to the survey. And following the survey completion, we did ask for volunteers, for representatives to be part of telephone interviews. And then after sorting through all of the data, we did invite 5 states to present at a national webinar on their elements to success. So here's what we found from the survey. The survey, it's one survey, from the interviews and then from presentations by those 5 stress states. One of the first elements of success is support from senior leadership. I know it's good from the ground up, but it's better and best if you've got support from your senior leadership. And those 5 states who made their presentations clearly had support from their senior leadership. It's part of the strategic plan as a cross-cutting priority. And I really like the language that Ohio State has used, use resources to eliminate health disparities and pursue health equity. So it's right there as part of the strategic plan. And I just want to point out that it's really not good enough that health equity is implied in the work that we do. Maybe a few years from now, it's just so well integrated, we won't need to be explicit, but the language needs to be explicit. Continued elements of success, dedicated staff with a lead person. This should not be something that staff who are interested in health equity get to do if they've got time left over once they have completed the requirements of their positions. It needs to be part of their positions. The language needs to be in the job description. And again, I'm going to say it's not good enough that, well, this is all the work that we do. It needs to be explicit. And we need to look at the health resources, human resources practices. How do we recruit? How do we retain what are our hiring practices to ensure that we've got a diverse workforce representing the communities we serve. So these were, again, elements that came across as indicating success. Elements of success: workforce development plan. And this included actions like new staff orientation. And often, when we hire new staff, we hire them for a set of skills and experiences. They might not have background in public health. So how do we make sure that we orient them not only to our department, but to public health? Ongoing, I know in our agency, we have once every 6 months new staff orientation. Ongoing staff education. It's not good enough to check, okay, we gave it staff education, and so we've got that covered. But it really needs to be ongoing and timely. And tailored trainings. And I wanted to give you an example of two of the tailored trainings that we offer at the Washington State Department of Health. And I want to make the distinction between education and training being the more hands-on skill building, and you're going to apply this immediately to the work that you're doing. And one is the Equity Impact Review Guidance. And we tailored this after the King County, which is the largest county in Washington State and it houses Seattle, their Equity and Social Justice Initiative. And they developed an equity impact review tool in which all county departments would go through a process when making decisions to ensure that no community groups would be adversely affected by those decisions. So we modified that one, and we really want to use it internally when we are making decisions. And it's as much a process as it is a tool for guidance to ensure that we have a community voice in the decisions that are going to be affecting members of those communities. And then this was not, we did not coordinate, but class standard self-assessment. And we have a tool for programs to go through a self-assessment so that they are in compliance with those four linguistic standards. Okay, another aspect of success is a communications plan. So are we communicating or are we just talking? And so we have developed a communications plan in my office, and again, directed by these elements of success based on the survey. And there's really two aspects of it. And one of them is messaging and framing. How do we frame our health equity messages such that the information we want to get across is really gotten across the way we want it to get across? And I think a good resource in this area is the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation publication on a new way to talk about social determinants of health. Excellent, excellent publication, and I would highly recommend reviewing that. And the other one is access to information and resources. We've got lots of information, training opportunities, and we have needed as part of the communication plan is to say, where do we house this? How do people get access to this very easily, and they know where to go to get the resources that that they need? So that was part two of the communications. Partnerships and alliance. How to build meaningful and effective partnerships. And our superstars who had a robust health equity efforts really put a lot of resources into building respectful partnerships. Survey partners for input. Ask them, how are we doing? And really take that information to heart in terms of how we need to modify, change, improve our practices so that we're truly giving people a meaningful voice. And compensate community partners. Remember, community partners really work on shoestring budgets. So not only do they not have the funding end of it, but the human resource end of it. And if we're asking them, as we know we should be doing, asking for their input as we do our planning, are we compensating them for their time and their efforts? I did want to put in as a sort of a new FAB, Public Health Accreditation Board, is going through a revision, and there'll be a new version in 2014. And are soliciting input now on changes to standards and measures. And so I'm working with a national group, ASTO, Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, on including health equity language in standards and measures. And an interesting comment was made in our kind of our planning is, well, it's there. It's throughout the standards and measures. It's just a part of our work. It needs to be explicit. It's not good enough that it's, well, it's there, but it really needs to be explicit and not assume that health equity is implied. Okay, so I'd like to see what you have to say about what else should we be doing to succeed in achieving health equity through our public health practice. I gave you some of the elements of success based on a national survey that we completed and followed it up with interviews for more detailed information. And what do you think, based on your own practices, what else should we be doing in our public health work to achieve health equity? So I'm going to open that up for you. Ideas, experiences that you've had, successes, failures, sometimes they're the best teachers. Yes?
Did anybody talk about having a strong relationship with the state legislature?
Oh, that's very good. The comment or the question was, did anybody talk about having a strong relationships with the state legislature? Actually, yes, and I'm sorry that I didn't bring that out, but that strong leadership from the top, that we kind of teased that out. And in fact, one of the states that we featured was Ohio. And the head of the health equity division within the department said that the leader of the health department really is a quite well connected politically and comes to him. He doesn't have to go to the head of the health department. The health department director comes to him and says, how do I infuse the health equity message when I am, and then he is specific about, I'm meeting with the following people, I'm doing a presentation here, and it's sort of like, that's the gold standard when they come to you and you don't have to go to them. So thank you. Thank you for bringing that out. That really was part of a sort of a larger one, but I appreciate the question. Yes. So the comment or question is of getting strong recognition within other state departments besides the health department, but transportation and planning. And I think that's a great, I appreciate you sharing that. I think before we do that, we've got to convince our own internal leadership that we have a place at the table with transportation and with planning. I think that personally is the struggle that I've been facing is that we ourselves see that we've got something to bring to these other state departments and can articulate that, so then we start working with them. So I think, at least based on my experience, we've got some work to do internally first. Yes?
I wanted to say that Tori's point about making sure that this is incorporated has not worked in our state, for example. It seems as though the concept of health equity is an in vogue topic for the brand. It comes in, it goes out.
Yes.
It comes in,
yes.
And to this gentleman's good point, when we get a legislator involved,
yes,
and they say, what are you doing, eliminating that, then it comes back until that person is no longer focused, and then it goes out
right
again. So I guess there's a waffling, and I'm
mm-hmm
just trying to figure out how to cement it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm
sorry, I don't have something more positive.
Right. Now, I would say, because the grants come in, and they say, you will address health equity, but it's like, but then well, give us guidelines. You know, how are you expecting us? We found that with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with our CTG grant, you know, where it says you have to address health equity, but then there is not that that guidance as to how to do it. And I think that our funders are starting to you know, move really fast to make sure that they're able to provide us with technical assistance. But that's a good one. And I think, you know, how do you make it be more than something that's in vogue? I'll tell you, anybody from King County here? Well, when they developed their Equity and Social Justice Initiative, Ron Sims was the county executive, and you know, he went on to head HUD, and you know, just a very a force to be reckoned with. And when he left, I thought, wow, you know, I hope this initiative continues, because was it personality based, you know, the force of his personality. And he moved on and it continued just as strong as ever. And so it's like, what is it that you build your roots so that this becomes part of the business that we do, and it is not kind of a sort of a passing, you know, what's in or what's in vogue. And I can give you some based on my experience with our team, the health equity team. We've developed a lot of tools, we've developed processes, we've got resources, and then we said, stop. We are not going to develop anything else. We want to see this institutionalized so that people have to go through this training, so that they will have health equity language in their job descriptions, that in performance development plans for the next year, you will have expectations, that we will look at our human resources practices, that we will start to integrate into the language of grants and RFPs health equity language. So we are not going to do any more tool development. We're, you know, we're sort of like digging in our heels and saying, we have to, this has to be part of the business of what we're doing, and not simply developing all these great tools, but they have to be required. Yes?
As part of making this normative, would it help if, for instance, this was a part of a four-fourth
Oh, yeah. So yeah. She's really thinking ahead, making it really part of a core course of schools of public health, including integrating it into the accreditation process through those revised the revised language for standards and measures. So, yeah, you've been thinking about how do we really make this, you know, kind of start them young. Yes.
I like what the lady just mentioned. I think students, again, coming out of public health academic settings, and we do work with other degrees like social work, etc. And I think, you know, we are a good complement to other degrees. And I think also, like you were mentioning, you know, as far as what works, I mean, certainly not just the talking spiel from a policy or administrative up. Mm-hmm. I think, again, we incorporate it through workers, through daily debriefs, daily events. Are we achieving equity? You know, it could be a matter of, you know, what didn't work last week? Was there a fallout with our patient client, what have you? I mean, that answers to, again, equity, and what did we do as a service? Did we not deliver properly?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a cycle of answering it, question, answering it. And I think, again, when people are hearing it often, then they know they're a part of that discussion all the time. And quite frankly, you know, me too, as a frontline staff in the past, that was the disconnect, is that I just do work. I didn't know about that. You know, so I think, again, there has to be this constant flow, top down, bottom up, of discussions around.
Great. Thank you.
I'm just curious on the impact or the factoring in of people's notions of being a gatekeeper and limited resources, and how, you know, this, how health equity can be seen to some as a losing game as opposed to something that wins for the entire system.
Right.
And so looking at cost, you know, whether or not there are studies looking at the impact of untreated or these health disparities, what they call it now, versus, you know, if they were managed and addressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that evaluation component and looking at, you know, when you're looking at your resource allocation, saying, okay, where are our dollars not?
Right. That's a good point. And you certainly brought that up with cultural humility. You know, what's the it's the right thing to do. And in addition, it makes good business sense to do this. Other questions, comments? Yes.
I just thought of something positive.
Oh, somebody.
Just adding to the bottom up, top down, and I was thinking when you were saying that some of the struggles when internal leadership doesn't quite get that. Mm-hmm. One of the things we've been looking at is sort of like the 3 cups of tea, we do the 1,000 cups of coffee,
uh-huh.
where we're inviting colleagues to get together and talk, like transportation, like education,
mm-hmm.
and not just where you're talking about, are we talking or communicating, not just telling our story, but listening to them as
right.
far as
right.
what are they trying to achieve, what are their goals, how does public health initiatives weave into this and health equities and inequities impact their work, and then from the ground up build that relationship that they're inviting us to the table if our leadership isn't quite getting it, that we're continuing to develop those collaborative partnerships.
Good point. I know I was doing a presentation with it was a statewide school health conference, and so I said, what do we need to know about you in public health to really work effectively? And they said, learn our language, learn our culture, learn the way we do business, because unless you understand that, you're gonna have, you know, you're gonna run into that wall. And I thought that was really, really good advice, and it sounds like it's consistent with what you have shared. Okay, you have something positive, good.
We have for 10 years a Black infant mortality reduction center,
uh-huh.
and to address the elimination of perinatal disparities, and the funding was from our state health department. When that was cut off, our board decided that they were going to take fundraising dollars and put
good.
It toward the initiative. So I was thinking about sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get, or you lost the momentum at the state regulators level.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there is a group, for whatever reasons, like when you said some people come connected because they're doing the right thing.
Right, right.
But most of our board is doing it because they see a return on investment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I think you almost have to be strategic and flexible in who you're going to get that support from.
Right. Good, great. Other comments? Okay, I think that was... Oh, it's just some resources. Staff education and staff education and new staff orientation. Roots of health inequity from NACHO. Excellent resource on natural causes. Excellent. They're coming out with a new series. Health equity prevention primer from the Prevention Institute. And any others you can share? I think I'm finished, right? Time's up. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.